Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he has a lot of courage. LJ Chavez, Lero Jones Chavez, is our guest. He was a sergeant in the Army. His last assignment until 2002 was at Central Command in Florida. He was inside the command bunker on the morning of 9/11. We have his DD Form 214 here in front of us, honorably discharged. And we are honored to have him on air with us. He just finished up getting into the generals and colonels scrabbling around, wondering why F-16s aren't up, why they haven't hit, shot down any of the aircraft, wondering why a stand down is going on, and being told all we know is we've been ordered to stand down. This is what he witnessed. This all started when he got mad at a letter, I guess posted by the paper itself, about 9/11 truth in the Cincinnati Post. He wrote a letter. Months later, it got big on the web, and here he is doing his first radio interview with us. Other facets of this, other areas in your letter to the editor you get into, go through those for us, please, sir.
Okay. I know I talk a lot about, you know, I made friends with a lieutenant general who used to be the Army Corps of Engineers commander, and he used to teach the class from, you know, after speaking with him. He was like, you know, I used to give classes on controlled demolitions because when you go into hostile areas, it's, you know, the military uses, you know, demolitions to bring down bridges, to bring down buildings that are in the way of, you know, to make land, you know, airstrips for airplanes. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And, you know, we even do, like, civil engineering, like, where we bring down buildings, you know, on the base to erect new buildings. So, you know, as the towers are falling, he's standing there, and he's like, he's telling me, he's like, Chavez, this isn't right. And I'm like, what are you talking about, sir? He's like, buildings don't fall like that. Because when they're struck by missiles or they're struck by, you know, gunfire, or, you know, because it's possible to, like, you know, blow off the top of a building.
Yeah, there have been battles in Vietnam and in Europe and all over where for days the thousands of heavy guns are just pounding, you know, pounding 20-story buildings and they don't fall.
I've seen buildings overseas, like, not even big buildings, actually, like two stories, with holes as big as cars in them from, like, tank rounds and mortar rounds, and they're still there. And they're not even steel constructed. They're made out of, like, stucco. You know, and you know, the towers are falling, and I'm saying, what are you talking about, sir? He's like, well, this is a perfectly done controlled demolition.
So you're in CENTCOM. Can you tell us the name of this officer?
No, I will not call his name. I don't have permission from him, and, you know, I don't want to destroy his reputation, and he's still...
Well, I mean, I had family friends on who's a structural degreed engineer who was in the World Financial Center less than 100 yards from Tower 1, South Tower. And, you know, he came on the air after the collapse that morning and said this was a beautiful controlled demolition.
Yeah, and that's when Building 7 came down, that's what he said. Because he was like, wow, that was beautiful. You know, and I'm like, I'm in horror. I'm like, this building's falling. And you're like saying this is something great. And I never really realized, you know, I guess, the naivety of my mind at the time was, you know, so stuck to, you know, the same way that, you know, most soldiers are. They're, you know, we're there to do a job. We're there to perform a duty. We're there to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And
but you're not saying he was involved. He was saying it was a beautiful demolition.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, he had no idea that, you know, anything was going on. But when he saw them fall, he was definitely...
Well, I've talked to people that work at big demolition companies, and, of course, they won't come on air, but they've said that 7 is a perfect job. I mean, when they plant bombs for months, it's hard to get them to fall into a pile as big as their original footprint.
Right. And my whole deal with this, Alex, is that, you know, you can't expect the American population, and we're not idiots, like... You can't expect us to believe that you went into a building on fire and in a matter of hours, you know, pulled off the most perfectly executed controlled demolition probably in our civilization, you know, with a building on fire. I mean, that alone should make everybody go.
Then they try to spin it and say pull it means pull the firefighters, but it turns out they never fought fire in the building and didn't pull firefighters. But they can't have their cake and eat it, too. Stay there, sir. Do you have time to do one final segment?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our guest, LJ, is with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Check it out.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we broadcast from 9 to midnight. A growing number of brave AM/FM affiliates across the country pick up this show. We are so honored and thankful for them and their courage. It's really exciting that KLBJ, one of the most award-winning stations in the country, has picked up my Sunday show, and we're going to be expanding it to 3 hours, it's 2 hours, and syndicating it through Genesis and a bunch of other MS Communications radio stations in some of the biggest cities in the country are going to be picking up the show. That shows that, you know, even a big establishment company like MS, they're obviously not Clear Channel or CBS West Winds, but still, it's pretty darn big. It's A-tier. All they own is marquee stations. Picking up the show and wanting to syndicate it shows that they know this is legitimate, this is real, and we're going to take this country back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to stop. We're going to break the left-right paradigm. We're going to defend the Republic. We're going to defeat the North American Union and the New World Order. We're going to do it with God's help. Later, I'm going to briefly tell you about something that happened. I've been watching Terror Storm. I put it out for free on Google Video. There was over 20 versions of it uploaded by others onto the web. And I was noticing that when it went over 200,000 and 150,000, depending on which version it was, you could sit there and see how people watched it. It was well over 2 million last week, and it was trending to be as big as Loose Change online. Its growth rate was even quicker. Again, that is just so good for freedom. And then yesterday I got on the computer and went to the version that we uploaded that had gone above 60,000, the high-quality version. Unfortunately, all the low-quality ones were getting all the visitors. And I went to Google Video, and guess what? They had wiped it out. TerrorStorm versions that had over 200,000 viewers, gone. TerrorStorm versions that had over 100,000 visits, gone. Now the video was still there. Our ranking had been erased and wiped out. And why is that important? Because it took us out of the favorites and out of the top 100. We had finally gotten in to the top 100, into the favorites as well, in two different categories, which then it's exponential. No. They knocked us down, and they've already climbed to 60,000, 80,000, 100,000, 200,000. It's already climbed back up again. See, it reached exponential growth curve where we're getting millions of viewers of TerrorStorm every few days, whereas it took a month and a half to get up to 2 million. Now they knock us out and it still gets up to 2 million in a couple days. See, we've already reached exponential, unless they totally take TerrorStorm down completely. So everybody, just start uploading copies of TerrorStorm. Just continue, lavish everything. They're not going to stop us. And I noticed that Loose Change, I've been watching them, and I get so excited as they climb the charts, but I noticed they didn't wipe them out. They didn't knock out their ratings. They didn't knock out their viewers. They didn't, no, they did it to TerrorStorm, and we hope it's an accident, but Google keeps doing stuff like this, and I don't think it's an accident. Okay, I'm going to shut up. We've only got a few minutes left with our guest, and we're so honored to have him with us, Lauro Jones Chavez, or LJ, a sergeant working in CENTCOM, and I have his honorable discharge here in front of me. Other facets, other key points that need to be made about what you saw that day in the bunker, and then recapping why you decided to go public.
Well, I think that I think I've pretty much given what I know, what I saw, the fact that regardless of what happened, you know, we can go back and forth all day of what brought the towers down, what hit the Pentagon, you know, the fact of the matter is that the government had prior knowledge. And that's what, you know, really motivated me to, like, you know, get out of the military, because, you know, the government that is controlling, you know, the military, and then you've got that, you know, individual saying that the soldiers are nothing but pawns, and what makes me sick is that my brothers, my military brothers, are needlessly dying in a war that's just, it's a paradox. I mean, you can't have a war with no predefined, you know, or certain enemy. It doesn't work that way. You know, you've got to, like, okay, you know, this is this little sect of people right over in this country, and that's a war, like, you know, these rebels, like Somalia or something like that, but in a war on terror, then anybody who has any kind of bad thoughts towards the government, you know, can be considered a terrorist. And now with the Patriot Act, they can come and get you and, you know, black bag you like in V for Vendetta, and, you know, who knows what the possibilities are. But, you know, my point is that no matter how horrible the truth is, no matter how horrible it is to look upon it, the people deserve to know the truth. And
absolutely. I want to go through a few quotes here from your letter to the editor. You say to the editor, quote, "I spent 8 months in combat watching my brothers die. That was in Afghanistan. I killed in the name of freedom, and to this day my brothers are still being killed for this illusionary war we call the war on terror." Can you comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was deployed to Afghanistan for 8 months, about 2 weeks after 9/11 happened. I was there in support of United States SOCOM, which, if everybody's played the game SOCOM, they're actually a real entity that is located on MacDill Air Force Base, and I provided them with communications for the special op teams. We flew into Kabul Airport. We were actually under fire as we flew in, and I thought I was going to, you know, hunt bin Laden, and that was clearly not the objective of that war, and I still don't know what the objective is, you know, other than to, you know, subliminally condition.
Can you say $400 billion in opium a year coming out of there?
Exactly, or, you know, the pipeline. You know, a lot of people are like, "What pipeline?"
Unicole.
Like, I had to pull roving guards to make sure that nobody blew up that pipeline. That was where our billions of dollars to the war went, for, you know, people to pull patrols. You know, and then you got, you know, soldiers over there that, you know, they're using live depleted uranium rounds in their tanks and all the mortars and all the, you know, howitzers. You know, and DU is just, it's horrible. I mean, you know, not only does it kill people, you know, and then that's fine, you know, but it's technically against the Geneva Convention because it provides, like, an after effect of, you know, it's a radioactive material, and you've got, you know, soldiers breathing this in the air.
What percentage of your, I mean, because as you said, you know Tommy Franks, you know all of these other generals. I mean, obviously you probably haven't talked to them about 9/11, but other people from privates up to generals that you've talked to about 9/11, the war on terror, what percentage know it's an inside job, or what percentage have you talked, you know, had a chance to bring it up to?
I haven't had a an ability to bring up too many people. I've got some reserve and guard friends that, you know, I'm pretty close to here, and they're skeptical, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, they're not told enough. You know, they're not given enough detail. They're given, like, you know, 2% of the 100% they need to know to do their job. You know, they're like, we don't need to be concerned about why we're shooting this round down the range. You just need to make sure that the round gets in the thing and it gets pulled when we tell you to pull it. So they don't really even know. I mean, they're just, you know, they're segregated out to do a job, and, you know, and it's just, it's not fair. You know, it's not fair for these people. You know, and I see these support our troops signs, support our troops, all of our bumper stickers everywhere. If people want to support our troops, we'll bring them home so that they don't have to needlessly die in a war for money and oil. I mean, that's supporting the troops, not saying, you know, hey, good job for getting your legs blown off because, you know, you were over in Iraq trying to, you know, establish democracy in the name of America. And,
well, we had the unanimous national intelligence assessment out last week that the White House suppressed since April and tried to block its release. Unanimous 16 U.S. intelligence spy agencies saying clearly that Iraq has escalated the jihadist and has actually created a real terror threat for the first time that isn't really state-sponsored and manufactured. And that's what P2OG, that's what the Pentagon actually wanted all along. People say Bush is screwing up. He's not screwing up. The stated plan was to break Iraq in three pieces and stimulate military responses as a pretext to widen the war.
Absolutely. And, you know, they should be angry. Those people in Lebanon and Iraq and Iran, they should be mad at us because, you know, we're not represented. Our, you know, the people of America aren't represented the correct way. I mean, our government gives us the image of, like, you know, we're this, like, you know, like, homopathic people that, you know, want to come over and take over your society and, you know, make you, you know, a democracy. And that's clearly just
no, they come in and they put in Perez Musharraf there in Pakistan, a brutal dictator. I mean, they put dictators in everywhere and fund them and control them. Well, in closing, you said to the paper, the Cincinnati Post, you said, we all knew then, we all realized that this was not some group of unorganized cave dwellers from Afghanistan orchestrating a perfect hit on American soil. It was impossible. And I guess there you were speaking of Building 7, and as you said, you were standing there with an officer as Building 7 fell, and he said it was a beautiful controlled demolition. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, and I spoke about that earlier. Yeah, you know, my lieutenant general friend was, you know, demolitions. He taught, you know, controlled demolitions for, you know, Army Corps of Engineers to bring down bridges and stuff. And, you know, he knew at the moment. And, you know, I think we all knew. We just refused to believe. And that's what took me so long to talk about this is because I, you know, I thought I was the only one individual that knew something I wasn't supposed to know. And I had no idea. And then so I met my friends, you know, that I work with and the friends in the community that are like, you know, show me this entire movement of people who are, like, challenging, you know, the decision, you know, of how 9/11 happened. And the official story is nothing more than a big lie. And I, until then, I realized that, you know, maybe I need to say something. Maybe now is the time for me to say something because before, I think it probably would have been passed.
So basically, you know, our research about NORAD standing down, Cheney being in control, that meshed with what you witnessed as an eyewitness inside the secret command bunker of Central Command there in Miami on 9/11.
In Tampa, yes, absolutely.
Tampa, excuse me.
No problem. But, you know, I think that everybody needs to know the truth. And, you know, we're a bunch of, you know, we're a great American, we're a great society. I think we have the potential to be very wonderful and very ethical, but, you know, we have to grow beyond this point here, and we've got to get the people who are, you know, the bad guys, you know, out of leadership positions to where we can put people who are good, ethical people in positions of power where we can grow a society as ethically as we need to be. You know, if we want to help Iran, we shouldn't go try to blow them up. We should send 30 scientists over to help them establish a nuclear power plant to provide power to their people, you know, and not try to hinder them from becoming a world power, you know.
Yeah, why doesn't Iran want to attack Germany or Russia or China or Japan or South Africa or Venezuela?
Those countries are all friends, you know, and you want the American public to believe that that Osama bin Laden came over here and blew up, you know, orchestrated this whole great attack against the most powerful nation in the world, and then, you know, Osama didn't take our rights away with the Patriot Act. You know, Osama didn't bring down Building 7. You know, Osama
couldn't order NORAD to stand down. Osama couldn't warn public officials not to fly out of the White House. Osama couldn't have the 44,000, 18,000 British troops already massed north of Afghanistan with three carriers waiting with the launch orders on his desk 2 days before. Osama couldn't declare martial law in Florida. Sir, I commend you for joining us. I want to talk to you again later this week when you have more time. LJ,
sure.
God bless you, and I'm going to call you tonight at home. I want to talk to you some more, okay?
Sure. Thank you, Al. It's a pleasure.
God bless you for your courage, sir. Will, your story Really looks credible to me. We'll continue to check it out. We'll be right back with our next guest.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to have our next guest, and then I'm going to get back into the incredible revelations that you just heard from the last guest that we had on, who we've confirmed did work in CENTCOM, Central Command, on 9/11 there in Tampa. And then I also want to get into war in Iraq, regarded as incubator for terror, actually creating more real terror. We'll break that down, and of course that means real resistance. Any resistance is called terror. Also, compromise on treatment of terror suspects assailed. Critics include military defense lawyers who say it's worse than the system in place. That's right. Bush's, quote, compromise is worse than what he's even currently doing. But it spun as a Bush defeat, victory for McCain and the Democrats. This is smoke and mirrors, folks. And what it is secret arrest of American citizens, secret trials, secret execution, torture. 14,000 people disappeared into these black holes. This is the new America. And so it dovetails with our guest, who's got a new book that just came out, Trevor Paglen, Tortured Taxi on the Trail of the CIA's Rendition Flights. And he's gone out and done a lot of research and investigations. And Trevor Paglen is an expert on clandestine military installations. Maybe he can tell us about the Houston Chronicle and the FEMA camps. He leads expeditions to the secret bases of American West and is author of two-volume study on secret bases, secret wars. Oh, we got to have this guy on another time longer. Trevor Paglen is an artist, writer, and experimental geographer working out of the Department of Geography at the University of California, Berkeley. He's a researcher. His work involves deliberately blurring the lines between social science, contemporary art, and a host of even more obscure disciplines. And he's exposed the California prison system, the CIA's practice of extraordinary rendition, that's kidnapping, and he joins us now. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Out of the gates, what do you think of this, quote, compromise that codifies the end of the Bill of Rights, secret arrest, secret tribunals, secret snatch and grabbing? This is incredible.
Yeah, I think it's really dangerous, because what it is effectively doing is creating a legal framework for all of these extremely nasty things that have been going on for the last couple of years. And it seems to ensure that this sort of thing will continue.
That's right. Bush first said, exactly. Bush first said, and had his counsels and memos say, he was the law above the law, we can torture kids, whatever. Now the Supreme Court said, no, you got to get congressional approval. And so now he's actually trying to codify it in law. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a really dangerous moment, because I think a lot of us would like to think that the last couple of years were a historical anomaly, but this legislation seems to make it so that this will become a part of just what we regularly do.
It's being institutionalized in the bedrock right now.
That's correct.
And you watch, Democrats are going to love this when they get in office. This is part of a downhill slump into tyranny. You know, I want to get into the torture taxis and the Red Sox planes being used, but I was reading your bio. You get into secret government, shadow bases. Just out of the blue here, do you have any info on the Houston Chronicle admitting the construction of these emergency FEMA centers for political dissidents?
No, I know very little about that sort of thing. I mostly just look at weapons programs and that sort of thing, and just it's relatively academic, just trying to understand how security clearances work, this sort of thing.
Give us your take on the secret government itself. How big is it?
The secret government itself, I actually don't study this continuity of government and that sort of thing. I specifically look at classified military spending and what that goes towards. And that,
which is a large but still small slice in the aggregate.
It's hard to know. I mean, I specifically studied this slice of the defense budget. It's about $30 billion.
Yeah. Amazing. When did you first get interested in start researching the secret rendition flights?
The rendition flights were, I've been keeping files on them for several years now, and the reason for that is that from studying this other military stuff, this military secrecy things, a lot of people who look at that kind of trace the outlines of that world by monitoring aircraft that, you know, file flight plans to different military bases, do kind of unusual things. And some people in that community started noticing that there's all these planes they hadn't seen before that were acting really suspicious. And so the tail number started showing up on listservs and that sort of thing. I started keeping files on them. And then as stories from former prisoners came out, these stories about these secret prisons and torturing and that sort of thing, what you could actually do was correlate the flight logs of these aircraft to those people's stories and seem to corroborate.
And thanks to your work and others' work, now the government denied this for 4 years. Now they're having to admit they run secret gulags all over Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and the Middle East. Stay with us, sir. I want to come back and get into your new book.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby,
there ain't no easy way out.
There ain't no easy way out.
That's right, my friends.
Hey,
we've gotten to this point because we've become decadent, lackadaisical, jaded. We've stopped being involved. We've stopped being informed. And guess what? We're being enslaved. And now the sleeping giant is beginning to become aroused. We're about to go back to our guest and talk about the secret rendition torture flights where they take them to countries where they're openly boiled in oil. That's now declassified. The White House memos say they can torture small children by crushing them with pliers sexually in front of their parents. This is your government. This is. Can you imagine the stuff they're doing in secret when they publicly release memos saying they can crush children with pliers in front of their parents? This is who's running your country. This is the type of scum that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I got comments on Bill Clinton, too, running around saying, you know, he tried to protect us from bin Laden. He followed the globalist code to protect that asset. He signed W199I. Bush reissued it. He protected AQ Khan Laboratories in Pakistan. When Sudan and Pakistan and others wanted to arrest bin Laden, he said no. He's just as guilty as George Bush. They own both parties. All right, I'm ranting. Before we go back to our guest, a plug here. I haven't done this yet. My new film, Terror Storm, is out on DVD. Almost two-hour-long film, covers 7-7, Madrid, the latest 9-11 info, the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the torture info, the NSA spying. This is my tour de force. This is the best film I've ever made. 66 minutes of extras. Well, that's one section of extras, and there's 3 minutes of others, so okay. 69 minutes of extras. Let's get exact here. Over 3 hours on one DVD, available at InfoWars.com right now or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Join us in the InfoWar. We need you now to join boots on the ground in the battle for the Republic against people that write memos saying they can molest children in front of their parents. That's who we're fighting. People that publicly write stuff like that. Okay? You got any questions about the evil we're fighting? No one in history has ever written stuff down like that in government. Not even Nero. Not Hitler. And I know it's dangerous what we do, but it's a lot more dangerous not to fight them. So I want you to get Terror Storm today, and I want you to aggressively make copies of it. I want you to aggressively put it in your DVD burner, and I want you to hatefully make copies of it, because we're going to smash the New World Order. Now, you don't do it for hate, my friends. I hate the New World Order, and that's part of the equation, but I tell you, it's overcome by love, love of our families, love of our country, and no, we're going to bring these criminals down. And I'm not going to lie to you. I do everything I do out of honesty, and it just feels like I need to say hatefully. And I'm sorry, you want to call it hate radio, that's fine. I do hate the people that carried out 9-11, and I do hate the people that write memos saying they can torture little kids. That is unbelievable. So I want you to get Terror Storm right now. I want you to call right now, 1-888-253-3139. And I put it up on Google Video for free, and it hit over 2 million downloads and went on to their favorites and went on to their top 100, and they jerked it off. What they did is they left the video up but took all our ratings away and put us back down to zero Saturday. I discovered it Sunday, and now we've already, you know, depending on all the versions that are up there, 150,000 here, 60,000 there. We're already building back up again. And then I'm sure they'll just knock us back down. I went and looked at Loose Change, didn't do it to them. Didn't do it to 9-11 Mysteries. Didn't do it to anybody else because they're afraid of Terror Storm. We're exposing them, and we're storming their criminal system. We're taking this country back. So take action. Go to Google Video. Get Terror Storm. Give it to everybody you know. Aggressively email it out. Aggressively post it on message boards. Aggressively bring these terrorists to their knees. Come on, folks. I'm kamikazing ahead of you. I'm going right into the enemy encampment, in, through, and beyond, deeper into New World Order territory than anyone's ever gone. We are piercing them. We are piercing their veils. We are hurting them. Their internal organs are beginning to fail. We're crushing them. We're discrediting them. Look at their polls. 85% of the country doesn't trust either party. That's never happened. We're coming to power. We're going to defeat the New World Order. Now, I want my guests to know I'm not normally like this, but I am just... I'm really fired up right now. All right, I'm going to shut up. Trevor Paglen, the new book, Torture Taxi, On the Trail of the CIA's Rendition Flights. How did you guys discover the flights? How did you guys get this news out now, going from obscure information to being widely understood?
Well, like I said before, it began for us with noticing that these aircraft that we didn't know anything about were doing some really unusual things, flying around the United States, making numerous trips to places like Guantanamo Bay, places like Libya, places like Kabul, and this really caught our attention. And we began to learn that these flights would often correlate to former prisoners' accounts of being held in secret detention centers and that sort of thing. So these two different stories began coming together, and that's when we really realized that that we knew something about this. We had files on it that we could research this, and we began by trying to really reverse engineer these flights and these aircraft, getting things like registration records from the different airplanes, getting things like the flight records, and just started to slowly piece it together and try to build a composite picture from it.
Well, we've had reporters and listeners of this show in Canada, this has been confirmed in the paper up there, grabbed, taken to secret facilities, and they've had their arms, they threatened to cut their arms off to one guy had a nervous breakdown just for covering Bilderberg Group. Back in June, I was detained myself for 15 hours and interrogated and screamed at and cussed at. And they did threaten these other Canadians with being put on planes. And I think folks should take that threat serious. We now have citizens all over the world, but this one famous case where the big Canadian Board of Inquiry, the government, the Parliament admits that this guy was totally innocent, no connection to anything, and they took him overseas, tortured him for years, and then finally released him. I guess he's lucky they didn't kill him like some. Break down that case for us.
Yeah, there's a guy named Maher Arar, and he was on, his extended family is from Tunisia, I believe. He had gone over there for a vacation. On his way back, he went through JFK on his way back to Canada. He was detained there by the FBI. They held him in a hotel room by the airport for a couple of weeks. And finally, they decided they were going to send him away. So they shipped him off to Syria, and they had the Syrians torture him for about a year. He was held in a cell that was about the size of a coffin. He called it a grave. And this went on for a year. And then the Syrians decided they didn't have anything on him, sent him back to Canada. And
this is Syria. We're supposed to go nuke, okay? But really, they're bootlicking allies of the New World Order.
Yeah, that's one of these ironies of this stuff. So he sent him to Syria. Then finally went back to Canada. There was a big investigation internally in Canada about what happened here. Was this guy a threat? The other day they issued a report saying he was absolutely innocent. He was not a threat to anybody at all. And why did this happen?
And he had zero connections to any terrorist.
That's what the Canadian government found.
But he got over a year of torture. Now, doesn't that sound like freedom? Holding a Canadian citizen at JFK for 2 weeks at a hotel room. And folks, if I ever disappear, okay, and we don't know where Alex went, he just ran off and left his family, that is not true. I'll be in some hole being tortured by a bunch of scum, and who they're recruiting is federal prison guards that have lost their jobs, that's come out in the news. They actually go off their files and recruit these people, abusers, people that like it. Or I'll be in a shallow grave. That's a lot better than being in one of these cages. They used to put our troops in those in Vietnam, these little cages the size of your body. And imagine them doing this a little. Now, by the way, sir, you say you've researched this. Have you ever seen John Yoo's memo where he says they can torture children?
Yeah, well, John Yoo is he's one of the co-authors of this whole series of torture memos.
And he's a bucket of maggots.
Well, he said in a debate that the president could authorize to have a suspected terrorist child's testicles crushed if the president thought that that would yield useful information. He said that there was no law that could prevent the president from doing something like that.
And, of course, he wasn't born here. He's not a real American. He's a piece of filth. No, I mean, he really is a piece of filth. They're all filth. Listen, folks, you're supposed to get mad about the president's office writing memos saying they can sexually torture children. I want that to burn into your heads. We're all in danger. None of us are safe until these criminals are in prison. Doesn't that freak you out, sir, that they write stuff like this?
It's ghastly. It's unbelievable. Completely.
I mean, listen, They're doing stuff like Jeffrey Dahmer did, folks. Since when is the president having his counsel write memos that authorize Jeffrey Dahmer stuff? Oh. Well, Bush now is in trouble, so he's trying to codify it. Instead, he's just going and getting it authorized by law. It is passed the committee. It's now in the full Senate. What do you think of that?
I think that's terrifying. This question is really about who we are as a country and where we're going. And it's really deciding, you know, all of the terrible things that have happened over the last couple of years that we've been responsible for. Abu Ghraib, disappearing people, torturing people. Is that what the future of this country is going to look like, or is that going to be some weird historical anomaly? This legislation makes it seem like that's going to be the future.
Well, another thing, a year and a half ago, my private CIA contractor hired former federal jail guard, tortured a guy to death, and then it started coming out in the news. It leaked, and so the military decided to burn him like they always do. Look at Abu Ghraib, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he spoke out and released documents that he was authorized to do it, they charged him under Patriot Act and gagged him. And last time I heard, he disappeared into the system himself. So I just want the torturers to know that you'll be flushed down the toilet, too. Just like last week, I had one of the heads of the IRA terror operations on, who was really British intelligence, and he told you British intelligence ran the IRA and carried out the bombings as a pretext for control. And then they tried to kill most of the agents who'd been doing this for a decade to get rid of the evidence, and they later found out that that's routine operating procedure. After you do the torture and after you blow stuff up, your government is going to kill you, too. You idiots. I'm sorry, go ahead. So I know whoever tortures me to death someday down the road, and it may end up happening, folks. There's probably a good chance of it. I don't have to worry. While you're torturing me, I know they're going to kill you too, you dumb idiot. I'm sorry, sir, go ahead.
Well, that's one of the questions we've seen in the last couple of weeks, that people who are CIA operatives have been advised to take out private insurance against the, you know, so that if they're held accountable for some of this stuff in the future, they would have private insurance because the CIA wouldn't cover some of the things that they've done. So that's really remarkable. Also, there's been several European investigations into all of this stuff, and different European countries have the names of people who have actually conducted some of these kidnappings. In Italy, they've issued arrest warrants for over 22 CIA operatives. These people can't go to Italy. There's arrest warrants out for them in Europe. Can't take their family to Rome. They'll be arrested.
That's right. Interpol's got an arrest warrant out for them.
Yeah.
And in that case, too, they were grabbing hundreds of people off the streets of Italy.
Well, they grabbed one guy named Abu Omar. They had planned operations against other people in Italy.
Also, yeah, and the report I saw, it said they grabbed hundreds. Maybe that was Europe together, it was hundreds.
Yeah, maybe throughout the whole thing. But in Italy, the one case that's really well documented is a guy named Abu Omar, who was abducted from Milan by a group of CIA operatives who were cooperating with somebody from the Italian Secret Service.
Well, what about the case where our military opened fire on the Italian Secret Service trying to get people out at the Baghdad airport, and it turned out that was some type of staged attempted hit?
That's a really interesting case that I don't fully understand. I guess.
Well, from my inside sources, that's what triggered Italian intelligence and Secret Service to get mad and go after the CIA, is they believe that our government was trying to kill their people.
I've heard rumors like that, too, but I haven't looked into that.
Well, we know that's what triggered these arrest warrants. I mean, we know that within a month of that happening, these arrest warrants started getting issued.
Yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of coincidences like that that seem to suggest a connection.
It's amazing. Is there more rendition, more kidnapping going on from your research now? You know, the press reported Bush announced last week he's grabbed 14,000-plus people. Do you think that number is accurate, or is it higher?
It's hard to say. I mean, when you really look at this rendition program closely, it starts to become really unclear what the military is doing, what is the CIA doing, what counts as a rendition. If the Department of Defense moves somebody from Iraq to Afghanistan, is that a rendition? Who knows? So it's the definitions start to break down when you look at the overall way that the United States is treating terror suspects and prisoners in this so-called war on terror.
Well, 14,000-plus, in the president's own words, is a gulag archipelago. I mean, that is a huge, huge system. And I want everybody to remember, the CIA chief over Afghan operations went public a year after we'd already seen it in the press. It had leaked. that they had upwards of $44,000, was from $5,000 to $40,000+ head bonuses for, quote, Taliban. And so actual Taliban would go up and get hill people who'd never been out of their village, literal goat farmers, and would take them down and tell them that they were going to have a goat roast and load them on C-130s of waiting U.S. military and take them for torture. And our government didn't care. By the way, the CIA guy went public and said it's true. They were totally innocent, and they tortured them. They did all kinds of stuff to people as young as 14, people as old as 85. Did you see that?
There's all kinds of stories of bounty hunters running across Afghanistan and fingering people, taking them in. These guys would end up at Guantanamo Bay, and there would be some farmer or something like that somebody turned in for a little bit of money.
Yeah, well, the CIA chief over that area said that they would have goat roast. They'd say, come down for a little village, and they'd grab like all the men in the village and load them on C-130s and fly them out for a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
There's all kinds of stories like that.
We got to train our Marines how to be Nazis. Doesn't matter if you're innocent. We just need some slaves. Come on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, I really appreciate our guest, Trevor Paglen, coming on. I appreciate his courage writing this book, Torture Taxi, on the trail of the CIA's rendition flights. In your book, you get into where these airlines, the people running these airlines, go back, links to Air America. I don't mean the liberal radio network, folks. And can you break that down for us, please? Do we have Trevor? Okay, he just cut out just now. Let's go ahead and get Trevor back on because I want him to briefly comment on that. Then we're going to let him go. Then I'm going to start the third hour, and I'm going to go through all the news, North American Union news, secret arrest, secret torture news, this new national assessment, intelligence assessment about actually creating terrorists, which was the plan all along. The government hates having to create these guys themselves. So it's good for them to actually, you know, create some real ones. So we'll get into that. There's just so much we're going to cover. And then 30 minutes into the next hour, a lady who got arrested and is being charged and faces many years in prison for hate crime for pulling down a Mexican flag. I'm not kidding. Here in the United States. Trevor, we accidentally lost you. I wanted to, here in the last segment with you, get into, you cover the connections to Air America. You cover the Red Sox private jets. Can you tell us about that, please, sir?
Yeah, well, it turns out that one of the main kind of pseudo companies that flies these aircraft is a company called Aero Contractors out of rural North Carolina, Smithfield, North Carolina. Aero Contractors was set up by a guy named Jim Ryan in the late 1970s. And Jim Ryan was a very famous Air America pilot. And when the when Congress forced the CIA to sell off all Air America's assets in the 1970s, the CIA got this guy, Jim Ryan, to set up another airplane company that would pretty much exclusively contract with the CIA. So that's one of the companies that are flying most of these things right now. Now, the CIA has also contracted with a guy named Philip Morse, who's one of the co-owners of the Boston Red Sox. And they've used this, one of the Boston Red Sox's corporate Gulfstream jets to actually carry out some of these renditions.
Isn't that cute?
It's bizarre.
It's amazing. So they're using private contractors really as a way to spread the wealth around and have and make profit for their cronies off of these black world deeds. And at the same time, it creates a whole other layer of secrecy to have private groups involved.
That's correct. That's correct. Absolutely.
Well, obviously, they claimed privatization would save us money. It's actually wasted a lot of money, and it's allowing private institutions to come in and get governmental power. Can you give us your view on that statement?
Well, I think they do it mostly because it insulates them a little bit. They become a layer removed from what's going on. They can also get around a lot of governmental oversight by doing that. They can get the money, send the contract out to somebody else, and then if something happens, say, oh, well, it wasn't us. You know, it was this contractor that did it.
Absolutely. Trevor Paglen, author of Torture Taxi on the Trail of the CIA's Rendition Flights. How do folks get a copy of your new book?
You can get it on Amazon.com, Torture Taxi.
Torture Taxi. I tell you, it's just unbelievable, and I commend you for being out there and exposing it. Any other websites or organizations you're a part of you'd like to promote?
I think that's it for now. I think that this is the main issue that's been on my mind, main issue that's in the news, main issue that people really need to know about right now.
You think you may ever end up on a torture taxi?
I hope not.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Mr. Paglen, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right, there goes Trevor Paglen, expert on clandestine military installations. He leads expeditions to the secret bases in America's West and is author of two volumes, studies secret bases, secret wars. We'll be back with the third hour. I'm going straight into the news, in, through, and beyond.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than